Today marks the start of the 2021 session of the Hawaii State Legislature, and security has been beefed up at the Capitol. The state capitol has been closed to the public for months as a health precaution. After the recent insurrectionist riot at the U.S. Capitol, the police presence at Hawaii's Capitol building has been increased and barriers have been erected to block entrances. Democratic House Majority Leader Della Albalati says lawmakers are taking lessons from the storming of the U.S. Capitol seriously.
Our security folks who protect our building have been in contact with local law enforcement as well as the FBI to assess the threats. And so everyone is taking a very cautious approach to this. We were already going to have scaled back opening ceremonies. So I think this just further truncates many of the ceremonial things that would have happened.
A date for removing the barriers has not been set and will be based on security assessments. Public health restrictions will also remain in place during this year's session. The public will not have access to legislative proceedings as in normal times, but hearings and votes will be broadcast live on a number of platforms. Albalati says legislators will use a combination of remote and in-person work to do the people's business.
We are dedicated to making sure that the legislative session moves forward. Our members and our staff are still working in the building. While the public will not be permitted in the building, we're still conducting a lot of our work in person as well as virtual meetings.
One major change from last year is that experts and the general public will now be able to offer live testimony via Zoom. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.